Coming up on episode number 707, it's our sixth anniversary, but it's business as usual here in Coverville with covers of The Moody Blues, Fleetwood Mac, and The Small Faces. Gosh, you'd think this was a light rock show, but no, no, you would be sorely mistaken. All this, Tina and trivia, it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, September 28th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to the sixth anniversary episode of Coverville. Yeah, September 28th, 2004 is when it all started. And if you think this is going to be some big, mushy celebration anniversary thing like that, well, you're wrong. No, it's not. It's going to be another All Request show. You know what? Instead of me taking all the glory and all the limelight, I'm turning it over to you. I'm turning it over to folks like Tin Can Man and Kevin P. Mitchell and Bob and Kathy in Long Beach. And we're going to start things off with a request that comes from Neil in New Zealand. A great cover here of The Small Faces' Ichiku Park by a group called Rhymes with Orange from their 1992 album Peel. And you know what I like about this? I like that it starts with the original before it gets into the cover. You'll hear what I mean. Here's Ichiku Park by Rhymes with Orange.
It's all too beautiful. Hi, Brian. My name's Emily, and I don't know if you'll remember, but around this time last year, I called and requested for cover of Under Pressure for my father's birthday. Well, here I am again, calling in another request. See, back in the day, Dad covered, parodied is the right word, the Bare Naked Ladies song, If I Had $1 Million, for my mom's birthday. And I would love, love, love if in honor of his upcoming birthday, you could pick an awesome cover of If I Had $1 Million for him on a show around his birthday, which is September 30th. And my dad and I love your show, Brian. Thanks so much for all the hard work you put into it. And here's to more and more years of music listening together. Thanks so much. Bye.
Humongous binder. I try my best not to look like minor niner. Went off for the football team to prove that I'm a man. I guess I shouldn't tell them that I like Duran Duran. This is me in grade 9, baby. This is me in grade 9.
This is me in grade 9.
This is me in grade 9, baby. This is me in grade 9. If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
I'd buy you furniture for that house.
Maybe an Oschester Field or an Ottoman.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
I'd buy you that K-car.
Oh yeah. A nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, you know I'd buy your love. And if I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
And if I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
And if I had $1 million,
maybe we'd put a tiny little fridge there somewhere.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, cause that's true.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you an exotic pet,
yep, like a llama or an emu.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you John Merrick's mane,
all of that grim gray hair, so bold.
And if I had $1 million, you know I'd buy your love. And if I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to walk to the store.
And if I had $1 million,
we'd take a limousine cause it costs.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to eat crab dinner.
Yeah, we would.
If I had $1 million,
I'd buy you a green dress,
but not a real green dress, that's cool.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'll buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had
would love to hear the parody that Emily's dad did. That is If I Had $1 Million by Jimmy and the Parrots, who I'm guessing maybe is a Jimmy Buffett tribute band. I'm not sure. Yeah, I could be completely wrong. Comes from a 2009 album called Sunsplashin', of course, a cover of the Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million, going out from Emily, a dedication to her dad for his birthday. And can't wait to hear what the birthday track is going to be next year. Before that, you heard Ichiku Park by Rhymes with Orange from their 1992 album Peel, originally done by the Small Faces. That was a request by Neil in New Zealand. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audible, audible.com. Makers, well, makers? Deliverers or procurers, providers, how about that, of high-quality audiobooks and audio programming, not just audiobooks. I mean, there's basically audio magazines and these news shows and these short form shows on there. Absolutely great stuff, worth checking out. And right now, you can get a free book, a free audiobook or free audio program just for trying it out. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville and you can get a free audiobook from audible.com. Try it out, see what you think, get a free book. If you don't like it, the book is yours to keep. You don't have to give it back. And of course, you're listening to a podcast, so you know how all this stuff works, right? So go check that out. audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. All right, let's get to another cover. And you know, this one was the inspiration, or maybe it's a tease for something that's going to be coming up. Probably, what, April or May? I have to look again and see when Mike Ness's birthday is. But yes, I am trying to put together a Mike Ness Social Distortion cover story. It's going to happen sometime in the spring, right around Mike Ness's birthday. It was a suggestion from Kevin P. Mitchell, listener Kevin P. Mitchell, who didn't say where he was from. So we're going to assume it is Huntington Beach, California. And Kevin suggested playing this track or doing a Mike Ness or Social Distortion cover story. Guess what, Kevin? Guess what, Kevin? I'm going to do both. Here's a cover from Mike Ness's 1999 album, Cheating at Solitaire, a cover of Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice. We'll be right back. Previously on The Instance.
Final quickfire question for Scott Johnson comes from Rillin Dune. It's a long one. Here we go.
Yeah, go.
Every Frog Pants Studio co-host is trapped on a mysterious island surrounded by polar bears and weird plumes of smoke. You have a helicopter that will only hold one other person. Who comes with you to escape the island, and who do you entrust with the only gun to protect the others?
Kim's coming with me. Because she used to co-host Geek Food with Geek me, Food. And that's coming back. So she's coming with me because I need my wife.
We all got shafted.
I can't believe this.
We're all on this island, Scott.
I'm leaving Ibbot with the gun. Brian Ibbot can have the gun. He will protect all of you. Trust me. This is the trade-off. I keep her so we can propagate the world. But you guys need protection, and the ultimate in protection, as anyone knows, is iBot, Brian Ibbot. He will take care of all of you. You'll all survive. You'll all be fine.
Oh, my gosh. I'm standing behind Brian Ibbot, I'll tell you that.
You should. The man is a menace. He's a menace and not to be trifled with.
Shannon Kerfman from her brand new album, What You're Getting Into, with a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Oh Well. Man, how much does that rock? What an incredible voice on her. Just absolutely awesome. Yeah, that one is going out to Tin Can Man, who requested that one. Oh Well by Shannon Kerfman. Before that, Kevin P. Mitchell's request, Don't Think Twice, originally by Bob Dylan, covered there by Mike Ness of Social Distortion. And yes, like I said, there will be a Mike Ness Social Distortion cover story coming up in the spring. You got requests for it? Oh, get them to me. Got ideas? Let me know, please. Absolutely. Let's see, before we get to the last set of music, let me tell you quickly about something else on the site. Coverville 700 DVDs are now available. A four-disc set, we had to increase it from a three-disc set up to a four-disc set, and four discs containing the last 700, the first 700 episodes of Coverville on in a nice little slipcase, a nice little case you can put on your bookshelf or keep a table leg. A short table leg up. Just check out coverville.com. You'll see a link in the top bar for Coverville Archive DVD. Place your order, and those are shipping anytime. I think the case inserts are due in from the printer anytime, so they should be ready to ship anytime now. So check that out. Different prices depending on if you want the four disc set, the one disc set, if you already have the three disc set from last year, etc. Or if you're overseas or here in the U.S., wherever. But anyway, check it out, coverville.com, and you'll find the archive DVD selection up in the top bar. Let's get to another dedication. Boy, it's dedication day today, isn't it? Bob and Kathy just got married in Long Beach. First off, congratulations to them. Second, they some of the music that they played in their reception was stuff they heard in Coverville. And I'm honored that they would tell me about that, let me know that they picked some of the music from the show to play in their wedding. As a matter of fact, their first dance was this very song itself. It used to be in the Coverville countdown every year for the first couple of years of the countdown. It was a very, very popular one. Don't know why it slipped off. I think people maybe forgot about it. Who knows? But in any case, here it is. Lucy Silvas with her cover of Metallica's Nothing Else Matters from her 2004 release, Breathe In.
Trust in who we are. more from the heart. Forever trust in who we are, 'cause nothing else matters, 'cause nothing else matters.
Fortune. I decided that we're really not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. We're still the same, and the sounds we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. I realize. Listen to the tide slowly turning. Washing all the heartaches away.
Suggestion from Randy Newcomer in Akron, PA. That is Story in Your Eyes by Kelly Flint, a cover of the Moody Blues song that comes from her album Drive All Night from 2006. And a great little version there. Very mellow, very subdued. Very different from the original version. Before that, Nothing Else Matters by Lucy Silvas from her 2004 Breathe In album came from Metallica originally and was played as the first dance for Bob and Kathy at their wedding in Long Beach. Congratulations again going out to Bob and Kathy on their recent nuptials. Well, Tina is in the Coverville studios here. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. And I'm going to move this because there's a microphone right in your face. Well, I guess actually that won't work.
I'll turn this way.
There you go. Chat room won't get to see you, but that's all right.
Okay.
Tina's here for trivia.
I am.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. I'm doing well also.
Good.
All right. Well, anything you want to say before we get into trivia?
Happy 6th anniversary for Coverville.
Thanks. We have a cake upstairs. I was thinking that we were going to bring it down and... light the candle, the sixth candle on top. God, the dog is chewing on a bone down there.
I know.
Super loud. Can you throw that in the other
room?
Just throw the bone, not the dog.
Okay.
There you go.
Done.
Thank you very much. See, you're more than just a co-host. You are show producer right there.
animal manager.
Animal manager, yes, exactly. All right, let's go ahead and get to Musically Challenged here. This one is a selection sent in by Toyota Boy, so let's go ahead and get to that.
Musically Challenged, Movie Edition. Hey, Brian and Tina.
Hey,
it's been a while. Great all-request show, by the way, especially like the second song, yeah, with the instrument and the drums. That was the best rendition I've ever heard of that song. Anyway, this is a movie from the mid-90s. I'm pretty confident you've seen it. Usual rules apply. I'll be playing four songs, trying to name the artist and title.
By the way, do you hear the HBO music playing in the background while he's talking? Tina?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to deal with the bone again.
Oh, they're throwing, they keep bringing the bone back over here?
Exactly. Nice. Okay.
Now they're fetching it. Awesome.
Yeah.
And see, people can see now on the camera, like,
what is she doing?
Exactly. So did you even hear the HBO music playing?
I did, yes. Yeah.
Doesn't that take you back when HBO, before movies, they would play that?
Oh, I guess they haven't, have they?
No.
I hadn't thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, okay.
All right.
And then try to figure out which movie all four songs are from. Extra bonus points if you can name the scene each song is from. Here we go. Song number one.
Sounds really familiar, doesn't it?
Kind of.
I was thinking it was Alice in Chains, the opening to, is it Wood that sounds, that begins like that? But the vocals completely threw me off, and so.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm purposefully not looking at the chat room in case they are saying the answers, so. All right, let's get to number two.
Song number two.
When the truth is found to be.
All right. You know that one.
Yeah. Is it, Don't You Want Somebody to Love?
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
Somebody to Love.
Yeah, yeah. And oh my God.
So you're doing good.
I know, but, and I know her. I just suddenly can't think of who it is.
Well, the singer is Grace Slick.
Yeah.
But the band is?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, she was with Jefferson Airplane?
She was with Jefferson Airplane.
Okay.
That's the only band. Well, I won't say that's the only band that she's with, but...
I just thought she was solo.
No.
Okay.
No. She's been in every iteration of Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, everything, so... Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't want to do that on camera, dude. Let's take it over to your desk. Yeah, so that is... Jefferson Airplane with Somebody to Love. And I've got a guess already for the movie. I'm going to say Cable Guy.
Oh.
Because I know Jim Carrey sings that at the karaoke show. And he said,
that's
I think
right.
Toyota Boy said late 80s, early 90s. So I'm going to start with that, but I reserve the right to change my opinion.
Okay.
All right, let's get to song number three.
Song number three.
Not Moby. That's a good guess, though.
This isn't Moby?
This is not Moby.
Saw.
This is it the Casual Gods? The Hindu? Oh. No, not Hindu Love Gods. Is it Hindu Love Gods? No, that was the band Warren Zevon was in. The song is Standing Outside a Broken Phone Booth with Change in My Pocket, or Change in Money in My Hand, something like that.
Okay.
And it's by Primitive... Radio Gods?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm
looking at the chat room. They haven't said it, so okay. And I'm still going to say this is Cable Guy, because I think they did use that song in Cable Guy. Where they used it, I don't remember. So there you go.
I thought this was more recent than Cable Guy.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Number four.
Crawling in, spinning up in the box, and when y'all hit it, everything to do is
think that's More Human Than Human by White Zombie.
Okay.
Is my guess, which was a Blade Runner reference. And
okay.
Nobody's saying anything in the chat room, so I know I'm safe there. All right, let's...
Oh, because they tell you if you're wrong?
Well, no, they might blurt out the answer.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
So you got all your answers written down.
Oh, and I don't know when that was used in the movie either.
Well, we might as well just go with Cable Guy.
Well, I'm sure it's Cable Guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think you know the movie? Let's find out.
Cable Guy!
There we go.
Cable Guy!
I'm coming.
Cable Guy!
Song number one is Nice Shot by Filter. The scene is where Chip decides to show up at the Stevens basketball game, where he proceeds to dunk and shatter the backboard, spreading broken glass everywhere.
Let's get it on.
Okay, let's see what you got, White Shadow.
I think Salami's open. Boom! That was a travel!
Whatever you say, Chip.
Oh, I see. We're playing prison rules, huh?
On. Song number two, in the movie anyway, is a karaoke version of Don't You Want Somebody to Love by Jefferson Airplane, as sung by Jim Carrey. This was when Chip invites over all his friends he's made by hooking them up with free cable.
I'll juice you up!
And this is, I'm going to be playing this cover, the Jim Carrey cover on the show in its entirety at some point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got it set in a playlist here.
Awesome.
Yeah. I recognize this song as performed by Jefferson Airplane. In a little rockumentary called Give Me Shelter about the Rolling Stones and their nightmare at Altamont. That night, the Oakland chapter of the Hells Angels had their way. Tonight, it's my turn.
One, two, three!
When the truth is found to be...
Don't eat the brown acid!
And all the joy within you dies.
Song number three is Standing Outside a Broken Phone Booth with Money in My Hand... by the Primitive Radio Gods.
There we go.
Perhaps one of the longest song titles in history.
And it was one of the
this
gods.
This is playing when Steven gets back with his girlfriend to watch Sleepless in Seattle on cable.
So how's work?
Work's good.
How's Hal?
How's Hal? Don't get me started. Guy has no vision. It's like working for Mr. Magoo. Those hair plugs.
I know.
He's just an utterly useless person.
Song number four is More Human Than Human by White Zombie. The scene is the audio bites of Steven bashing his boss, which is recorded by Chip and emailed to everyone in his company, including his boss.
Now, if only somebody at corporate would wise up and dump Hal. And those hair plugs, it's just so awful to look at.
I know.
Hair plugs, hair plugs, hair plugs.
I know. I know.
Hate him.
I don't hate you. Get out.
Okay, I'm going. Take off. See ya. Bye.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.
Oh, nice little Viacom ending there, too. Is that Viacom? I think that was Viacom. Thank you, Toyota Boy. That was an awesome Musically Challenged. If you want to send in a Musically Challenged, there's nothing I can do to stop you. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. Attach it as an MP3. Keep it, 6-7 minutes in length. But, everybody's been really good about coming up with their own gimmick or coming up with new gimmicks and things like that. So it's very, very cool. You can also call in your request, much like you heard Emily do earlier in the show. 206-222-COVER is the phone number, and leave a message there, and we'll have your request on it, and I'll play it on the show when I play your request. How about that? You can also go to coverville.com or follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/coverville, Facebook, Coverville, all that stuff. So look for me all over, wherever it is you buy social media. We'll be back on Thursday with a... Ooh, do I know what the...
What is it? Do I know?
I don't know if I know what the cover story is going to be on Thursday. Oh, do I? Maybe I do. It is going to be... drumroll. Janis Joplin's next week. Yeah, okay. Well, this might be a surprise. It'll be a surprise to all of us. So stick around for that. That'll be on Thursday. But until then, this is Brian Abbott saying thanks for... that just about covers it for tonight. 6 years, and I still can't get that right. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Where's the volume? Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Coverville is also a proud member of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Those podcasts, you know, they are so good, Tina. Tina?
Yes, they are good.
They are so good. It's almost like you're there, is how good they are.
Well, I know. They are good.
Yes, that's how good they are. And a big thanks going out to everybody who's stuck around with me these past 6 years. Hopefully here's to six more, right? All right. Bye-bye.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there!